Hello, Tony speaking.
This is a confirmation call from Lee Bay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9.
Thank you for connecting with our eBay. This is Barry Allen. How may I help you today?
I've just got a confirmation request for a deduction from eBay. I've purchased nothing from eBay, so I'm wondering if you've got the right people.
Okay, I just checked my server. I can see that you purchased items discounted for $299, and you tell me you didn't purchase that, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so that is the reason I can see my server some suspicious activity in that account. So I think some people is trying to misusing your personal details, and they are creating another fake eBay account with your identity without your knowledge, without your authorization, and they are make this order. So for that, we need to provide you our security and block the services people and delete this fake eBay account, all right? Do you understand that?
Okay. So what do you want me to do?
Okay, so first of all, we need to generate the security code. So you simply go ahead and turn on your computer. Do you have any computer or laptop in your home?
I do, but I don't do anything on it.
Okay, go ahead and turn on your computer. I will guide you how to fix this problem, all right?
So what do you want me to do? You want me to get the computer out?
Yeah, sir, listen to me. I already told you some overseas people, like foreign people, hacked your IP address, okay? So for that, we need to block those hackers first, okay? So we need to generate a security code. So without help your device, I can't help you. So go ahead
You want me to turn the computer on?
Yes.
Right. Doing that now, waiting for it to start up.
Okay, so is that your Windows?
It's coming on now.
No, I just tell you, I just ask you, sir, is that your Windows computer?
Yes.
Okay. Once you turn on your computer, just do it, you know, right?
Yes, turn on.
Okay, so open up your Google Chrome first.
Google Chrome.
Okay, yes.
Where do I find that?
Chrome browser, Google Chrome. Just find it.
I can't see anything here but Google Chrome at all.
Not eBay Google Chrome, only Google Chrome. Do you see any Google Chrome?
No, I can't see any Google Chrome at all.
All right. At that left-hand side, very corner on your screen, do you see any Windows sign?
No.
Look at your screen, at that left-hand side, extreme corner on your screen. Do you see any Windows icon, Windows Start? It says Start.
No, I don't. Look, I've got a thing here, search the web.
Okay, look at your keyboard. Look at your keyboard.
Yeah, looking at the keyboard.
All right. Now, extreme left-hand side, very corner on your keyboard. Do you see any CTRL key?
What's it called again?
Look at your extreme left-hand side, very corner on your keyboard. Do you
left-hand
see
side corner?
Yeah, left-hand side corner. Do you see CTRL key?
Yeah.
All right. Beside that CTRL key, which key do you see?
What?
Do you see Windows key?
No, it says FN or something. FN.
FN.
So that says a sort of a,
all right,
yeah, Windows sort of boxes?
Yeah, Windows. Click on all that. Right. Yeah.
Click on that?
Yes. Now, any changes on your screen?
Just brought up all the apps and stuff.
Yes. Now, look at your very bottom on your screen. Do you see any search program and file? Do you see that?
Very bottom of the screen?
Yeah. Do you see any search program and file? Do you see any search panel?
I see a search key.
Yeah. Click on that search panel and type over there Chrome. Chrome. Chrome.
Yep, done that.
All right. Do you see any Google Chrome search? Do you see that?
It's got a Chrome OS. Chrome Google?
Yeah, Google Chrome. Click on that. Open it.
Open that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. It's open?
Yeah, it's got Google Chrome browser.
Yes. Now look at your at the very top on your screen. Do you see any long narrow search panel in your Google Chrome?
Very top of the screen?
Yeah. Do you see any search panel? Search, where can you type over there? Do you see any search bar, search panel over there?
No.
Do you see any search panel?
There's a, right at the very top says Google Chrome Google Bing search.
Yeah, click on that search panel. Click on that search panel.
Not doing anything. There's no value there.
Do you see any search Google type or URL? Do you see any search panel, search bar? Do you see that? Any search bar in your Google Chrome?
No, I can't see a search bar. It has a box over the side here that says related searches.
Yeah, click on that. Do you see any magnifying glass?
I'm trying to find what you're talking about here. Search bar.
Yeah, search panel or bar. Where can you type? Over there, where can you search something?
There's a button here, it's got Google Chrome written on it. Then you want to type something in there.
Do you open that? Do you open that Google Chrome?
I did.
You did?
Yes.
Now this. Yeah, open it. Open it. Open it first.
Now it's come up with Google Chrome download, Google Chrome browser, Google Chrome search.
Oh, I understand that. Like, leave your computer. Do you have any smartphone?
No.
Do you have any Android or Apple iPhone?
I've got a Google phone.
Oh, do you have Google phone, right?
Yeah, when I'm talking to you on, yes.
Okay. All right. Do you have any browser in your do you have any browser in your computer?
Well, there's a thing here that says Google Chrome browser.
All right, open it. Open it.
Open it.
Yeah.
Once I've opened it. I've clicked on it.
All right. Now, what do you see on your screen?
Come up with these. Oh, this is like advertising stuff. Google Chrome browser. Google Chrome extensions.
Okay. Do you
Chrome
see any
web store.
All right. Do you see any search bar, search panel?
There's no value in any of this.
Yeah. Do you see any search panel or bar? Do you see any search bar in your Google Chrome?
No. Right up the top. Right up the top there's a bar.
Yes, click on that search panel, search bar, click on that, and type over there, yeah, and type over there, www.anydesk.com, A-N-Y, yeah.
Hang on a second. www.anydesk.com.
Then any desk, A N Y
A N Y
D
any desk.
Yes, any desk. Anydesk.com. With the secure software, we need to generate a security code through this software, okay? Then hit that enter top of your keyboard.
You want me to hit, click on that, anydesk.com?
Yes, yes. Then what do you see on that screen? Then what do you see
come
on
up
screen?
Fast remote access, anydesk remote app, free download.
All right. Do you see any first option, first link is anydesk remote desktop software? Do you see that? First
Sorry,
link,
what was that again?
In the first link, it says anydesk remote desktop software. Do you see that?
Remote desktop
software. Anydesk remote desktop software. Do you see that?
Remote desktop software for Windows, anydesk.
Yeah, click on that.
Yeah.
All right. Then what do you see on your screen?
Yeah, it's come up with anydesk, all platforms, all devices, download now.
All right. Click on that download now.
Yeah.
Now what do you see on your screen?
The same screen with download again.
All right.
Off the side, it's got download. Yep.
All right. Now, listen, look at your left-hand side, very corner on your screen. Do you see any download file? It says anydesk.exe. Do you see that?
Anydesk.exe?
Yeah, .exe. Extreme left-hand side.
I can see that.
All right. Open it. Double-click on it.
Open the file. Yep.
Yeah. Now what do you see on your screen?
It says your address and a heap of numbers.
Or tell me that numbers.
All right, your address. It says 870117.
Yes.
658.
658. It's 870117658, right?
That's correct.
All right. Just hold on. Just below those numbers, do you see any lock symbol? Lock?
I see a lock symbol, yes.
All right. Click on that lock symbol.
Yep.
All right. Then what do you see on your screen?
It says set password and confirm password.
All right. You simply put that password. It's eBay1234. All should be small letter, all should be one word, okay? eBay. Yeah, also the small letter, okay, and one word. eBay1234. eBay1234. Yeah, and confirm password is the same password. eBay1234, okay?
eBay1234.
Yes.
Yeah.
And click on that done or confirm anything over there. Do you see any okay, done, confirm option?
Hang on, it says here passwords do not match. Just hang on, I'll spell that again.
Okay. It's eBay1234, okay? EBAY1234. Yep. All should be small letter, all should be one word, okay? Don't space.
Now it's taking in interactive access.
All right. Just stay on the line. I'll provide you a security. Don't do anything, okay?
Right.
Yeah. I'm now and provide you a security, so that's why you receive that security warning on your screen. Below that security warning on your screen, do you see any
security warning?
Yeah. All right. Now, do you see any allow access? Allow access option?
It's come up with a Windows between the firewall something here.
All right. Do you see any allow access?
Allow access.
Yeah. In that those Defender firewall. All right. Now listen. Look at your left hand side, very top on your screen.
Left hand side, very top. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Just stay on the line. Just stay on the line.
Yep.
Don't do anything. Don't do anything. Okay? Don't do anything.
I'm not touching anything.
Yeah. Don't listen to me very close. Now, left hand side, very top on your screen. Do you see any new session? Left hand side, very top. Do you see any new session? Below that, any deck name? Below that, any deck name? Yeah. Click on that new session.
Click on that? Yes.
Yeah. Now, do you see any install any desk?
It says install any desk, yeah. Take one
click
long.
On the, yeah. Click on that install any desk.
I'm clicking on it, not doing anything.
All right. Now, do you see any accept and install? Just click on that, accept and install.
Yeah.
Once you click on that accept and install, then do you see that yes option? Just click on that yes. Okay?
You click yes.
Yeah, click on that yes.
Yep, done that.
Okay. Just stay on the line.
Yeah.
All right. Now, do you see any cross symbol? Just minimize that page. Minimize that page. Do you see any don't install option? Just click on that don't install.
You want me to click don't install?
Yeah. Don't install. Click on that don't install. Yeah.
Done that.
Minimize all of them. Minimize and stay on that line. Your computer scan and IP address safe and secure. Okay. I am provide your security, so that's why you simply stay on that line. Minimize all of things. Okay, minimize all of things. So I am transfer this call to my senior. He will be guide you how to fix this problem, alright?
Right.
Yeah, just stay on the line. He will be guide you how to block those hackers, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Hello. Yeah, thanks for holding the line, sir. I'm the sensor supervisor over here. My name is Harry. So how are you doing today?
Yeah, good, thank you.
All right. So first of all, sir, could you confirm me, did you understand what's going on?
Well, not totally, no.
All right, I understand. Okay, so I will explain to you what's going on. All right. So listen to me carefully. Can you hear me, sir, properly?
Yes.
All right. Sir, the thing is that, like, you got a voice message from our end. Like, your account got charged $299.99, around, like, $300, right?
Yeah.
Someone, sir, misused your card details. And they are use your card for the illegal things, like they are trying to take out your money from your bank.
Right.
Without your knowledge and without your permission. So that's why you get a voice message.
Alright? Okay, right.
Sir, you are not one person. Each and every person, sir, facing this problem each and every day. Alright?
Yeah.
So I think... Could you tell me it was, sir, like, when did you last use your card, did you remember? Like, few days ago, few months ago?
If Sorry, what was that?
Like, when did you last use your card? Do you remember?
My card? The bank card?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I would have used it I would have used one this morning.
Morning, all right.
At like a supermarket or somewhere like that?
Supermarket, right. Okay. So, sir, I think, like, whenever you can use your card, like in a supermarket, grocery shop, shopping mall, whenever you can use the card, and that point of time, you can swipe the card in front of, like, a shopkeeper or, like, shop owner. And that point of time, someone gets your card number without your knowledge and without your permission. All right. And you know,
right.
Sir, your old information is also connected with your card, like your bank card. Because the name printing on the card and your account number and the card details, each and everything, sir, it's also printing on that. All right?
Right.
And, sir, I believe you are using on the internet, like online shopping, checking emails, online banking, surfing Google.
I don't do any shopping on the internet at all.
Amazon? I believe you have
no.
An Amazon account. All right.
No.
Sir, well, I'm asking you because, sir, like whenever you can go online and use your internet, like online checking emails, surfing Google, personal stuff, Facebook, YouTube, WhatsApp, like you can visit any website. And that point of time, some pop-up ads comes up from Google, like you win cash, book your flight, install the antivirus. You got many type of ads. And you can click any by mistake, any of the ads, and that point of time, someone access your IP address.
Oh, okay.
And
IP address
means it's internet protocol address. Someone, sir, access your IP address from Mountain View, California, from U.S. So do you know any person from Mountain View, California?
No.
All right. So that means, sir, it's a hacker location, all right? And I can see on my database, sir, the hacker using the VPN application, VPN. The VPN is a virtual private network, the IP blocker application, all right? So I can show you each and everything in front of your eyes. That is better understand what's going on, all right?
Yeah.
So do one thing, sir, open up your new tab, right? And I believe you have any Google Chrome in your computer?
Yeah.
All right. So open up the Google Chrome, sir.
I'm going to try and see if I can find that.
Okay, what can you see on your screen right now?
What I've got on my screen right now says, welcome to any desk version 7.1.
All right, close that. Close that page or minimize?
Close that?
Yes.
Close that?
Yes.
You want me to close the screen before that?
Yeah. Yes, each and everything. And come back to your normal screen. Close each and everything. Where you can see your wallpaper. And open up your Chrome. Do you have any Chrome? So open up the Chrome browser.
Trying to find it. I've got my search engine here.
All right. Type on the search panel. Type on
search
the search
the
panel. Yes, type on the search panel. My, M as mother, Y as in yellow, my. Then give a space.
Space, yeah.
Then number one.
One.
Then P as in Papa.
Number one.
Yes, and P.
C. Yeah.
Then give it. Yes. Then give a space.
Yes.
Then a space.
You have done that?
ABDRESS address, then space.
Location,
then space.
Yep.
C as in customer. A as in Australia. My Bunty address location, CA.
CA?
Yes, after location CA. So what did you type, sir?
CA.
C as in Charlie.
Yeah, I'm just doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, California.
Not a California, only for CA. C as
CA.
Yes, A as in
Click on that.
Right.
Click on that.
Yes.
Now, come up with a page with Mountain View, California.
Yes, sir, exactly. Okay, so anything you got, like scroll down a little bit.
Yeah.
You got like IP address details come up. Okay, do you have any Chrome browsers, sir? Like Google Chrome?
Oh, I've got to find it. I'm not very good on these. I don't use a computer very much at all.
All right. So do one thing. At first, sir, do one thing. Like, download the Google Chrome. It's a very safe and secure browser, all right? All over the world. Apart
all
from,
right.
Like, Firefox, Microsoft Edge, right? The Google Chrome is a very safe and secure browser. So open up your new tab. Open up the new tab, sir. Yes, open up the new tab.
Well, I just got rid of that.
Mm-hmm. Open up the new tab. Okay, open up your Microsoft Edge, sir. Open up that.
Microsoft Edge?
Yes.
Yeah, I've got that open.
Yes. And put over there Chrome, Google Chrome. Google Chrome.
Yeah, doing that.
CHROME. Google Chrome.
Yeah, open that up.
Yes.
Right, I've got that there. I've got Google Chrome here.
Yes. Click on that.
Yep.
You can see the download option. Click on download.
It says download Chrome.
Yes, download the Chrome. Chrome is a very safe and secure browser, sir. And the Chrome created by Google. All right?
You want me to download that?
Yes, exactly, sir. It's a very safe and secure browser. All right? And never don't need to use the Microsoft Edge. It's not as safe and secure. All right?
Okay.
Okay, what can you see right now?
Thanks for downloading.
Okay, you can see anything downloading like a Microsoft Setup.exe on the right side top?
No.
Microsoft Setup, like Chrome Setup.exe?
The Chrome Setup exe?
Yes. Double click on that.
Double click on that?
Yes.
Do you want to allow this app to make changes
yes.
to your
yes.
device?
Yes.
Yes.
It's downloading right now.
Yes. Connecting to the internet, downloading.
Take your time, sir. And can you tell me, sir, apart from this computer, do you have any other device, like any smart mobile phone, like Android, Apple, iPhone?
No. I've got a Google phone that I'm talking to you on now.
Oh, it's a Google phone. All right, Google phone. Okay,
that I'm talking to you.
Okay, okay. So at first I can show you, you can like use your IP address, all right, from foreign countries. Okay, what can you see right now on your screen?
It says make Chrome your own.
All right, you can see like get started.
Get started.
All right, click on the get started.
Click on that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then what you got?
Pick a, come on, pick a background.
Okay, you can see next, skip.
Just go next.
Yes, click on next.
Pick Chrome as your default browser.
Skip.
Is that right?
Skip. Yes, click on set default.
Set as default?
Yes.
Done that.
Click on continue.
Hit continue, yeah.
And do you have any email address? Right. Put on your email address.
Yeah, I do have an email address.
Yes, put on that.
Put that in?
Yes. If you've done that, I'll let you know, right?
Yeah.
Are you
there? Yes, I do. Yesterday,
I've done that. Yes. If you've done that, I'll let me know. And do you have any problem? Then let me know, then I can guide you. All right, sir?
All right. Got my email address in.
Yes, click on next.
Click on next.
Uh-huh. And did you remember your password? Put your password. Okay, what can you see right now?
Your password has changed 8 months ago.
Oh my God, so did you remember your password?
No.
Okay, click on show password, then put on that.
Sorry?
Put your password. Put your password right now, and you need to check. It's correct or not?
I'm going to try the password again.
Yes, put in your password once again and check it. It's correct or not?
Well, it's account recovery.
Uh-huh. And look on your mobile screen, right? Look on your mobile screen. You got like a notification from your Google account. Right, from the Google. Check on a mobile text, like notification bar. You got a notification from Google?
Trying to see here. Wait off on that.
Did you get anything?
No, I can't see anything.
Okay, do one thing, sir. Look on your mobile screen, all right? Look on your mobile screen.
On my mobile?
Yes. And touch on your speaker mode, right? Put on your loudspeaker and come back to normal screen. And open up your Play Store. P-L-A-Y, Play Store. S-T-O-R-E. The Play Store.
Okay. You got something here asking me. Just hang on a second. I've got someone on the phone asking me if it's me that's trying to recover my...
Click on yes. You got a notification like a yes option? Click on yes.
Well, I've clicked on that.
Yes, and look on the screen. Look on your computer screen. You got any Centennial?
Yeah, I got your phone number.
Look on your laptop screen.
Continue?
Yes, click on continue. That means it's successfully done, all right? And what can you see right?
Start with security checkup.
Okay, what can you see anything written?
Sorry?
What can you see anything written on your screen right now?
It says security checkup.
Security checkup, right? All right.
You have recommended action.
Okay. So that means your mobile is also connected with your mobile phone. Mobile and the computer, same Gmail account, all right? So you can see the new tab, the plus option. Open up the new tab on the Google Chrome. Open up the new tab, sir.
Can we do that?
Okay, look on the screen, right? Look on the Chrome browser. You can see the plus on the top. The plus option?
Up top?
Yes. The plus?
Yeah.
Yes, click on the plus.
Alright,
and you can see the search panel. So just type on that.
Yeah.
I, M as in blur, Y as in yellow, my, then space, 1P, then space, address, location, space, CA.
My space.
1P, number 1, then P.
Yeah.
Space, and space. Address, location, space, CA. Location, space, CA.
Address, location, space,
CA. C as in customer,
A
as in...
CA again?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. So what you got on your screen, I'll let you know.
Yeah, it's come up with IP address details.
All right. So I will explain you, all right? You can see the number like 66.249.66.88. You can see that?
Yes.
Yeah. So the number I'm telling you before, like someone access your IP address from Mountain View, California, and
yeah.
They are using the VPN application. Do you remember? I'm telling you before.
Yeah, you told me that before.
Yes, before. Sir, this IP address, sir, like 66.249, this IP address is registered under your name. And under your details, whenever you can use your internet, like a computer or like mobile phone, and that point of time, this number has been activated, right? And you can hide my IP with VPN.
Sorry?
You can see anything written like hide my IP with VPN?
Yes, I can see that there.
Right. Someone, sir, hacked your IP, right? So that's why... You can see on your screen, like, hide my IP with VPN. Someone use a VPN application, the IP blocker application. Use your
right.
IP for the illegal things, like they are trying to take out your money. All right. For the illegal purpose.
Yeah.
You can see the IP location, sir, from Mountain View, California.
Yes.
Sir, that is a hacker location, none of your location. All right. And you can
right.
see anything like your host name or anything, like none of your name,
yeah.
right? Like anything written
no.
like a me or like your name?
It's not my name, no, it's Chrome, blah, blah, blah,
Chrome.
Google.
Chrome. Sir, that is a hacker name, all right? And you can see your IP address and besides like googlebot.com, you are using at the moment, it's www.google.com. The Googlebot.com, this website is created by the hacker for the hacking purpose. All right?
Right.
And you can see the mobile device type as proxy, the device type like mobile Android. you are using at the moment is Google Pixel 5, right? Like Android. So that's why you can see on your screen, like a device tab, it's connected to mobile Android, right?
Right.
So your IP address, someone hacked, right? Your IP address has been compromised from the foreign people. All right. So what
right.
I do right now, I can giving you the security protection. All right. So could you inform me, like, what type of, like, purpose you can use your computer, like online shopping, checking emails, online banking? Do you do anything?
I use it to check email.
Uh-huh.
No, I check emails. I don't do any online shopping.
Uh-huh. And do you do
anything
online
like
banking?
That?
And do you do
no.
any online banking? All right, all right. Okay. I understand. So I'm giving you the protection, right? I'm giving you the protection. So could you tell me, what can you see on your computer screen right now?
The screen blank.
The screen blank. All right. So that means sure I can generate the security firewall into your device, right? So give me 1 second. And could you, like, do one thing, sir. Look on your mobile screen. All right? Look on your mobile screen.
Yeah.
And you can see the speaker mode. Touch on your speaker mode. And come back to your normal screen where you can see your wallpaper.
I'm looking at the mobile screen, and all I'm getting is...
And open up your page. Okay, click on the home, sir, the middle of the button. Like, swipe up at the bottom, the top.
Yes, done that.
Yes, and you can see your wallpaper.
Yeah.
Right. And open up your... Play Store, P-L-A-Y, Play Store. I'm giving you the protection, right, sir? And I'm providing you the security application.
Play Store, did you say?
Yes, yes.
All right, hang on a second. Yeah, I've done that.
All right. And look on your screen on the top. You can see the search panel item written, like, search for apps and games.
Yeah.
Yes. So please type on that. A as in Apple.
Apple?
Yes. A as in Apple. Like any desk. Right? You have to put on that any day.
Right. Hang on, I'm trying to hear and do it at the same time.
Okay, take a picture.
A.
N. Y. A as in Apple. N as in November. Y as in
A N Y, was it?
Yes, A N Y. Then B E S K.
A N Y. Yep.
Okay, give me 1 second, sir. Okay, yes. What do you type?
I thought A-N-Y.
A-N-Y, then D-E-S-K. Any desk.
Any desk?
Yes, any desk. Then click on search.
Yeah, I'll type that and search.
Yes, click on search. Then you got any desk application, sir? The same application? Hello, are you there?
You.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, what do you got on your screen, your mobile screen?
Nothing at the moment. I'm trying to find the search key.
Okay, look on your screen on the right hand side bottom. You can see any, like, a magnifying picture, like a small picture, like pointing arrow, or like written over the, like, go. You got anything?
Yeah, I've done that. Hit that.
Yes.
You want me to install it?
Yes. Sir, I'm giving you the protection, sir, because your mobile phone is also connected with the same internet. Right? So that's why.
Yeah. You want me to open it?
Yes, click and open.
Allow to send notifications?
Yes, allow, agree. You got any options?
Yep.
Right. And you got any like tutorials or like a download? What option you got?
I got a privacy statement.
Click on OK.
It's come up plugin available.
Yes, click on OK.
You want to install that?
Yes. That is an add-on application, right? It's an add-on application, right?
Yeah.
For the 6 months, right? Then the add-on has like expired. Is it done? Then go to your previous application. The name is AnyDesk, right?
Hang on. So do I hit install there?
Yes, install.
Is that add-on unplugged or something? Uninstall? Some people want to uninstall.
Okay, click on back. Click on back. And go
back
to your previous application, the AnyDesk. Open up the AnyDesk in your mobile phone.
Not doing anything now.
Right. Open up the AnyDesk, then you get to see like a address or a number come up. I'll let you know. All right.
What do you want me to do?
Right. Then what you got on your screen?
Just taking me back recommended for you with these apps.
All right. So look on the screen on the top. You can see the magnifying glass picture. On the top?
Yep.
Yes, click on that. And put on that only for AnyDesk. A-N-Y-D-E-S-K.
Yeah, I've got AnyDesk there. Hit that.
Right. Yes, hit that. Then you got like an open option and click on open.
It says open?
Yes, click on open.
Plug-in application?
Sorry?
Plug-in application, so hit OK.
Yes, OK.
Let's start with the accessibility.
Yes, click on accessibility. And scroll down a little bit. Then you get to see like install services, install apps, any option you got.
OK, I'll scroll down a bit.
Mm-hmm. Then what type of option you got on your screen? You got any like install services, install apps, any option you got? Okay, what option you got, sir?
Nothing saying you didn't install app or anything like that.
Sorry?
I can't see any install app or anything like that there.
Okay, what option you got? Can you tell me that? What type of option
yes,
you got?
Yes, I'll go back up the top.
Go to the bottom, sir.
Right,
any
desk control service?
Yes, click on that. Click on that.
It says the top?
Yes, click on that. The any desk control service. Click on that. Yes. And you can see like any off, like make it on, sir. The AnyDesk 81.
Make it on?
Yes, make it on. Then you got like any allow, okay.
Yeah, what's on?
Yes, it's on. Right. And click on back. Come back to AnyDesk application.
Yeah. Do I allow, it says allow or whatever, so do I allow?
Allow, right, allow.
Right, that's done.
Right, and click on back, come back to your Anydex application in your mobile phone.
Yeah.
Right.
What do I do there?
Right, click on back, sir, and come back to your Anydex application. Okay, what can you see right now, sir?
Sorry?
What can you see on your screen? Are you on your Anydex or are you on your console?
It's come back to accessibility and everything else.
Oh, click on back.
Click on going back?
Yes, click on back.
Factory optimization?
You can see any option like don't show again any like a checkbox. Click on the checkbox and click on OK. Okay, then what you got on your screen, sir?
It's probably in this tutorial or something.
Yes, follow the blue circle, right? You can see the circle like you touch the screen. Follow that. Then come up the number.
There's a circle there, yeah?
Yes, yes. Touch the circle. Follow the circle.
Yep, remote address.
Right. Please confirm me the number.
Number.
Okay, what can you see right now? Does your address anything you got?
If you wish to connect to a remote device, enter the address of the destination here.
No, you can see any number. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Any number come up?
Sorry?
Okay, what can you see exactly on your screen, mobile screen? Look on your mobile screen.
On the screen at the moment, there's an address number there now.
Yes, this number, sir. That is your cancellation code number. Please confirm me the code number, sir. Then I can generate the security password for you.
It's 408-614-197.
Uh-huh. All right. It's 6086. Sorry, like it's 40.
No.
8-6-4-0-8-6-6-1-4-1-9-7. Okay. And below the number, sir, below the number, you can see anything written like a set password? Below
yes,
the number.
Yes. Set password.
Click on that. Set password. You're going to set password, then come up with
Internet Active Access.
Okay, scroll down a little bit, then you get to see like a permission profiles.
Scroll down to see what?
Scroll down a little bit, then you get to see like a permission profiles, any option you got? Permission profiles. Profiles, sir. Profiles. Permission profiles.
Yep, I can see that.
Yes, click on the permission profiles.
Yep.
Then you can see like unauthorized access, any option you got come up. What option you got?
It says default. Screen sharing, full address, unattended access.
Yes, click on unattended access. And then you can see enable unattended access. Any checkbox come up on your screen?
Enable unacceptable access.
Unable unattended access. Click on that. The checkbox.
You want me to enable it?
Yes. Then asking some password, right?
Now come back, set password.
Right. So I'm giving it the password. The all should be lowercase, like eBay, E-B-A-Y, eBay, 12345.
Right, allow that in.
Yes, allow.
And click OK.
Yes, click on OK. The eBay 1234, right?
Done that.
Okay, so give me 1 second, sir. It's eBay 12345, right? Is it correct?
Yep. Yep.
All right, so give me 1 second. I'm sending you the request on your screen, right? Give me 1 second, sir. You can see any close option? Click on the close.
Yes. Yep.
One by one.
Do you want me to hit that?
Yes. Click on close.
That's done. Well, with permissions profile, do we want to close that again?
You got any start now option? We're going to start now.
Start recording or casting with any desk.
Start now, right. Click on start now.
Done that.
Click on close. You can see any close option? Click on close.
Yep, permissions, there's a close option there.
Yes, click on close.
Okay, it's been done.
Then what can you see?
Oh, I'm sorting here.
You can see the security right in the pointing arrow. Click on that.
Sorry, what was that? Right at the bottom?
Yes, you can see any timeout in a minute. Click on that. You can see the timeout in minutes. Scroll down a little bit. Then you get to see timeout in minutes.
Time out.
You can see the timeout in minutes. Click
on
that.
Time out in 10 minutes. Click on that.
And put it at 180. Click on OK.
It's been done.
All right. So, at first here, what I'm doing right now, like, go back to your home screen where you can see your wallpaper in your mobile phone. All right? And, sir, first of all, tell me, do you do any online banking on your mobile phone? Because this mobile phone is also connected with the same internet, so that's why I'm asking you.
Yeah.
Do you do any online banking? Right. So, you do on... Sorry?
Yes.
Yes. So, what I'm doing right now, sir, you need to simply log in your account. You need to log in your bank and check your last 6 months statement, right? In case any money debited from your account, then I can refund that money, right? So, I'm holding the line, sir. You need to close each and everything and come back to your home screen where you can see your wallpaper. Okay?
What?
Mm-hmm. And you need to log in on your bank and check on your last 6 months statement. All right. If you've done that, I'll let you know.
I'm back on the wallpaper.
Mm-hmm. And you need to check on your bank statement. Check on your last 6 months statement of your bank. All right?
Yeah.
If you've done that, I'll let me know.
All right, you there?
Yes, I did, sir.
Yes.
You done that?
Yes.
All right, what can you see right now?
I'm back on the wallpaper.
All right, so you need to log in your bank statement, right? On your computer, right?
No, I haven't. I don't need the computer for it.
Okay, no problem, sir, no problem. So go to your computer, look on your mobile screen.
On the computer? Yeah.
So don't log in your, account on your computer, right? It's not safe for you right now. So you need to log in your, account on your computer, right? Because I'm telling you before. Sorry?
I've never done that.
Okay, I understand. You never done that. Don't worry, I'm guiding you, all right? If, you can face any problem, then I can guide you, all right? So go to your computer, sir.
Yeah, I'm at the computer.
All right, you can see the search panel. So put in your bank and search, put in your bank name, then give a space, then log in, all right? You can see the search panel.
Yeah.
Okay. You can see the new tab or search Google or type a URL. Okay. What do you got on your screen?
I'm going to try to come up with a customer registration number and password.
Right. Yes. Put on that, sir. If you've done that, let me know.
I don't know the number.
Okay, you can not remember. All right.
I don't know any of those details.
All right. Give me 1 second, sir. All right, give me 1 second, sir. Okay, so are you on your index on your mobile phone? Look at your mobile.
Yeah.
And open up the Anydesk application. Your internet is very slow, sir, right now. Anydesk, right.
I've opened that.
All right. So you got the same option like a start now. Then click on start now. All right. You got a start now option, sir?
It's saying start recording or whatever.
Yes,
if any bit.
Start now. Start now. Click on that.
Click on that, yeah?
Yes. And close it and everything and come back to normal screen. And you need to check on your banking statement on your mobile.
Ask you for a remote address.
Yes, swipe up on the bottom, the top, come back to normal screen where you can see your wallpaper.
You've done that.
Right. And you need to log in your statement, all right? Come back to your home screen.
Yes, back to my home screen.
Yes. And you can see, open up your your banking statement, check on that, the last 6 months statement. If you can lose any money, then I can refund you that. All right? And apart from this bank, do you have any other banks, sir?
No.
Okay, you have one for ANZ, right?
Sorry?
You have only for ANZ Bank.
That's correct.
Okay, okay, I understand. All right. So, just tell me, sir. Okay, so do one thing, sir. You can see, like, any, like, a debit or any money in your account right now?
Yeah, there's nothing's being taken out.
All right. So I'm giving you the protection, right? I'm giving you the protection. So do one thing, open up your, like, Play Store in your mobile phone. Open up the Play Store.
Open up the Play Store?
Yes, open up the Play Store, sir. Okay.
Yep.
Of course, sir, I can see on my server, like, you have a, like, another bank, like Commonwealth Bank. Do you have any Commonwealth Bank, sir?
No.
Okay, but I can
I used to, but I don't anymore.
Sorry?
I used to have, but I don't anymore.
What do you mean, like, don't anymore? Like, you never use that? It's closed.
I have in the car.
All right. So you can see the search panel like a magnifying glass?
Yeah.
Yes, click on that.
Yeah.
And make it empty the panel.
Sorry?
Make it empty the panel, sir. Remove that. Remove it. Erase it.
Well, the panel.
Erase it.
I've hit the panel. Do you want me to type anything in there or what?
Yes, you need to type on that. Is there anything written on the panel right now?
Is any desk is on the panel?
Yes, remove that. Remove the any desk.
Remove it?
Yes. And put over there. ZipPay, I'm providing you the security money, right, from the ZipPay, and the ZipPay created by the refund department team, all right? So put in that ZipPay, Z-I-P, and space, P-A-Y.
Repeat that, please. Typing.
ZipPay, Z-I-P.
Yep, hang on.
First, tell me, sir. Do you have any like a driving license with you?
Sorry.
Of your bank? Do you have with you your driving license and your bank card?
No, I don't.
Sorry.
I don't at the moment. No.
You haven't got that, right? Okay, do you have with you your bank card? Because I'm going to send you your money through your card. So do you have with you?
But what money are you sending me?
Sir, I can see on my database, like $399 already debited to your account, right? Like your money has been held from our end. So that's what I'm sending you. So please tell me, do you have with you your bank card?
No, I don't at the moment. No.
Can take your card with you?
Sorry?
Can take with your card? Please be hand with the card.
I haven't got it here with me.
So where is your card right now? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, where is your card right now?
Well, it's in my car at the moment.
Okay, so can you go ahead and get you? Okay, so can you go ahead and get your card, sir? I'm hold the line. Take your time.
Alright, just hang on a second.
Uh-huh, take your time.
Hello, you there?
I'm here. You got the guy?
Yeah.
Alright, just stay on the line. Alright. What do you see on your screen, sir? Hello?
I'm saying, shop install or something.
Alright. Click on that install.
You want to open it?
Alright, open it. Alright.
Start with zip mount pay later signing.
Alright. Click on sign up.
Sign up, you'll hit that.
Then you can see like you're asking some password or like your number.
Do I put sign up now?
Yeah, sign up now. I want it to come up on your screen right now, sir.
What time is it?
Okay, you got any like a start now option come up? Okay, do one thing, 1 second, so open up your anyway.
It's saying get started now and asking for a phone number.
Okay, click on home, sir. Click on home, right, and open up your AnyDesk once again.
Sorry, click on.
Open up your AnyDesk. Open up AnyDesk, right. AnyDesk? Right, exactly. Open up the AnyDesk.
Have you seen any desk?
Right. And you got the number? Come up on your screen? We're going to start now an option. You got any start now?
No, it's just a start now. Well, I'm going to start recording or casting with any desk.
Yeah, we're going to start now. You got to start now?
Start now.
Right. Your mobile phone is very slow, sir.
There's no number come up here.
All right.
Right?
Go to zip pay. Go to the zip pay once again. Go to zip pay. Go to the zip pay.
Yep, I'm going back to there.
Right. Put on your mobile number. And you can see like a send code. Right.
Yeah.
Then you
get
to
change code.
Your code. Right.
Right, that's going in there.
All right, take your time, sir. Okay, you can see the Let's Go Any option on the right hand side bottom. Click on that.
Sorry?
Click on Let's Go on the right hand side bottom. You can see the Let's Go option. Click on Let's Go.
Clicked on that.
Right. And you can see your name, like fill up the form. You need to fill up the form, sir. Your aunt.
Did you want to put my name in it?
That is printing on the card or not?
The same on the card?
Yes.
No, sticker on the card. It's Anthony on the card, not Tony.
Okay, put on your card name, full name. That is printing on the card. And do you have any middle name printing on the card?
I'll put the name in.
All right. And put in your email.
Email?
Yes, put in your email. And put in your address. Put in your correct address. All right, sir? If you've done that, I'll let me know. All right?
This is in?
Yes. I'm your vendor. Write mail. Then put in your date of birth.
Yep.
Right. Scroll down a little bit, then you get to see any checkbox. Click on the checkbox, then click on Let's Go. Click on Continue.
You continue?
Yes. Okay. So, do you have any PayPal account? And do you remember your PayPal account ID and password?
Well, I remember my PayPal, did you say?
Yes. Do you have any PayPal account?
Never had a PayPal account, no.
All right, all right. So, connect with your bank, all right? And put in your bank name, like ANZ.
Yeah, I'll click on that.
Yes, you can see the ANZ. Click on that, the ANZ. And, sir, you cannot remember your register number, right?
No, I don't know.
Okay, so do one thing, right? Leave your mobile, and go to your computer. Go to your computer, sir.
Go to my computer now.
Yes.
Now I'm going back inside.
Right. Are you there?
Yes, I do, sir. Okay, what can you see come up on your computer screen?
Recover some login details.
All right. So put on your card details. All right? You can see your card details?
Yeah.
Yeah, put on that.
Just hang on a moment.
Mm-hmm. Take your time, sir.
Yeah, that's done.
It's done? All right.
Yeah.
So give me one second, sir. Give me one second. Okay. So you need to check once again, sir.
Sorry?
You need to check once again. It's correct or not?
The card number?
Yes, the card number. The 16 digit or like 15 digits? Check on that once again.
Four. Yeah, that's correct.
It's correct. So put on your card pin. You can see the card pin. Put on that. Then click on next. You got any code? To your mobile phone number that ends with 0 6 9. You got any code into your mobile phone from the bank?
Yeah, I'm just putting that in now.
All right.
Yep. Hello, that's done.
Yes, I do. Okay, you can see proceed to register.
Sorry?
Oh, give me 1 second, sir.
You can see the customer ID number, like a 26.
Yep.
And you can see proceed, yeah, note it down this number.
Note it down, all right?
Yes.
Right.
Okay, you can see proceed to register. Click on that. I'm giving you the password, all right, sir?
Right.
Leave your computer. Leave your computer. I'm giving you the password, and you need to note it down.
Do I need to write this down?
Yes, you can write it down.
Right.
Give me a second, sir. Okay, do one thing, sir. Look at your mobile phone. Are you there?
Sorry?
Hello? Yes,
yep.
Look at your mobile phone. Look at your mobile phone. And take a picture of your mobile at first. I mean, take a picture of your car.
You want to take a picture of my car?
Yes, yes, exactly.
On the phone, okay,
sir,
yes?
Just tell me, apart from this card, do you have any other card, like a credit card or debit card?
Yes.
Okay. Take a picture of the card, like all of the card.
But, now, where do you want me to take the picture? On the, just on my phone.
Connect with this bank, like this account, that ends with 6689. Any card? Or like pension
there's
advantage?
There's no
you
card for that
card?
One? No.
Sorry?
I have three cards.
You have a three card. All right.
Yep. I haven't
one,
got
like
one.
Six,
I have.
Six.
There's no card for the first one.
Okay, okay. No card of the first one. All right. And you have a pensioner advantage card, like account card?
Yeah.
Have with you? All right. So please take a picture of the pension advantage.
All right. Now, do you want me to take the picture on the phone?
Yes.
Okay.
The ends of pensioner advantage, this account is your, like, savings or like main account, right? That is your?
Sorry? Sorry. It's the account that the pension goes into.
All right. First, please take a picture of your card.
Your
mobile phone. Yes. Take a picture. Like visible.
Well, that's done.
Okay, give me 1 second. Take a picture, a clear picture, sir. Take a clear picture. All right? Turn on the light, sir. Turn on the light. All right? Take a picture, like a clear.
Now that one.
Okay. Can you check on your card picture in your mobile? Check on that. Yeah, take a picture.
Yeah.
It's not a clear, sir. It's not a clear.
How much clearer do you need? That's about as clear as I can get it.
Turn on your light, like, turn on your light. Lights.
The lights are on.
Okay, take a picture.
I'll try another one.
Yes. All right, you can see the card number? Where's the
you
card
see
number?
That? Yeah, the card yeah. Number's down the bottom.
Yes. You need to read the number, sir, slowly.
4622 3939 3904.
After that?
2000 0015.
All right. And below the number, you can see the expired date.
Expiry date?
Yes.
Expiry date is 09 25.
Okay. And flip your card. Look on your backside of the card. You can see like a 3-digit number.
Yeah.
Yes. Please confirm me that.
447.
447. And so this card is connected with your, like, pensioner accounts, right?
That's right.
Okay. So close your camera. I can go to the zip.
Well, camera's closed.
Yes, go to the zip.
Where do you want me to go to?
Right, open up your zip account.
Open up the zip.
Open up your zip account, zip. Okay. All right, give me 1 second, sir. Don't touch your device.
I'm on zip now.
All right, don't touch your device. Leave your mobile phone. Okay, what can you see on your screen?
Sorry?
What can you see right now? All right. You can see like a keypad, right? Hide the keypad. Hide the keypad.
That's the keypad.
Yes. Hide that. Okay. Don't touch your device. Don't touch your device. Live as it is. Don't touch your device, sir. Live as it is.
Hello? Sorry?
Yes. Live as it is. Don't touch your device. Right?
Right.
Go to zip once again. Okay, so look on your screen, right? You can see on the bottom, on the left at the bottom, like a very small, like a question 1, 2, 3, a number on the left at the bottom.
On what?
Yes. And below that, you can see any pointing arrow? Click on the pointing arrow. Right. And make empty the panel. You can see the customer registration number. Make it empty the panel.
Customer registration number, yes. What number do you want me to put in there?
Yes. Put on your registration number, right? At first, hide your keypad, the pointing arrow. Click on that.
Customer registration number. What one is that?
So put, yes, put on the number, sir. I'm giving you the number. I'm giving you the number. Put on that. Like 2690.
The 90333.
Yep. Okay, give me 1 second. Leave your mobile, sir. Leave your mobile.
Yep.
Okay. Click on your customer number. It's 2690-9033. Is that right?
There's a year going to be found. Hang on a second, let's put it in.
Okay, you need to put on that, 2690, then 9033, all right, and I'm giving you the password, right, and the password, capital W,
yeah.
Then small, but then all should be lowercase. E as an echo. Then L as a lemma. Then C O M E. Then 3, 2, 1. Then 3, 2, 1. Right.
Yeah.
Click on connect. You can see the connect option. Click on connect. Anything you got on your screen, I'll let you know. Anything come up? Click on continue.
It's saying connect to bank and enter.
Okay, you can see the continue. Click on continue.
It's done.
Okay, do you have any driving license, sir?
With you? Yes, sir, up in now.
Right, right. So, you need to put in your full name. Like your name depending on the driving license.
Yeah.
put in your first
and
name,
the number.
Middle name, and the number, right.
All right. I'll do that now.
Yeah, take your time, sir. You can see the legal first name that is printing on the card. Put on that. That is printing on the card.
That's done.
All right. And below that, you can see the card number.
Yeah.
Look on the card, right? Look on the card, like the back side of the card. You can see like a small number on the right hand side bottom. Any small number, like U12345. You got a number?
On the back of the license.
Yes, back of the license. You can see any any small number.
Not that I can see.
All right. So do one thing. Take your card, right?
Yeah.
Look on the back side of the card. Back side of the card. On the right hand side, right-hand side bottom, right? You can see the small number on the bottom.
Oh, hang on. There is a number there,
hasn't it? Like a U, like a T, A, like alphabet, then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You got a number?
I'm just trying to see what there is. Not printed. Oh, God. Just getting someone else to have a look. You read that?
Right, you can see the number?
No, it's imprinted, it's embedded in the card.
Like a big phone number, and below that, number. Any small number?
No, this has got about 6 digits in it.
Alphabet, it's a number. Like 6 digits, 5 digits.
The alphabet, mean number? Yeah. You're just trying to read what it is. You can't read it.
Okay, give me 1 second, sir.
I don't know. No, I can't read that. Looks like it.
Give me 1 second, sir. I guess
1, 3. I can't read it.
I can show you. Give me 1 second. Okay, look on your computer screen. Look on your computer screen.
Yeah.
I can show you. And you can see this one, like 0783, the number?
Yeah, that's below the back.
below the 3, like you can see the any number like a D999, you got anything?
Well, there's something there.
Yes, that's what I'm telling you.
All right, there's a number under that 9. Can you tell me what that says, mate?
Yes, look on your card, right? Look on your driver's card.
We're trying to tell you what it is.
The same
thing. It is very, very small.
Yes. That's what I'm telling you.
We are struggling to read it. I need glasses. I've got a person here that doesn't need glasses, but he's struggling to read it too.
I can see in front of your eyes, right? Give me 1 second, sir.
Sorry?
I'm showing you in front of your eyes. And this for you.
Can you read it, Scott?
No?
No, we can't read it.
Cannot read it. All right, I understand.
Cannot read it at all.
No. Look on that once again, sir. Look on that, right? Look on that.
Yeah.
Be careful, sir. It's very important, all right?
An old set of mother's glasses.
I haven't seen any of them. I can tell.
You got the number, sir?
You're still trying to read it. It is so small.
Yes, I know it's small. But
I cannot read it with a naked eye. I'm trying to find a magnifying glass or something that I can use to blow it up.
Yeah, take your time, sir. Take your time.
Right. We've got some binoculars. We'll see if we can read it with them.
I understand, sir. Yeah.
Gotta be some way to read the thing.
You got the number?
You might be close to having it.
Looks like a C508.
Sorry. Give me one second. It's C508.
And then 8393.
All right. So you can see the card number. Put on that. Put on that.
Put that in.
Yes, put that in. Because the card number. Yes, put on that. You gonna cancel at first? Yes. Put the card number. Not one. Don't touch it at first.
Don't touch it?
Yes. Okay. Hide the keypad.
Yeah. I'm coming back.
Give me 1 second.
Little.
T. Put on that. C. T. C. For top. Okay. Put the number.
How's your LA? Here in LA. Number's in.
Okay. Go to the first. It's like any alphabet.
Yeah, P. P is the Peter.
Yes, put on that. P as in Peter. Yes. So we'll continue. So then I got it. Yes. Yeah, put on your mobile number.
Sorry?
Put on your mobile number. You can send code. Let's go. Put on your data bird. Put in your full name, like printing on the card.
You want the module number again?
Yes, you need to put on that once again. The license number, put on that. The license number first.
02. Yeah.
1902.
You can see the card number? Doesn't that? Yes, doesn't the card number?
The card number. That's the P1.
Yes, P1, right.
Okay.
The alphabet page number.
P1, of course. Yeah. Got the P. Yeah.
5083. By the way. Bring that back, please.
Okay. Don't touch your device right now. Okay. Put on your card number, the ends with 0015. Like, put on your whole, your name, full name, the printing on the card.
Which card?
The ends with 0015. At first, put on your full name, the printing on the card. And put the card number.
Read that card number for me, please, mate. It's 46. Yeah. 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 0015. Worry.
It's 05 or 09?
And on the back.
09.
What was it?
447. All right. You can continue.
Yeah.
The anything you got on your screen, I'll let you know.
No, there's nothing coming up on this.
It's like it's still loading. Okay.
It includes $350.
All right. Yes, click on accept. All right, click on accept. You can see the accept. Click on accept. Scroll down.
Not doing anything.
All right, don't touch your device.
All right, yep.
Accept.
Yes.
Okay. So put the password. Write your banking password. Do you remember?
Which one do you want? The.
Okay. Put the password. Give it the password. Yes. The welcome 321.
Yep. I'll put that in.
Yes. The same password. WS. And you can see re-password. Put the re-password.
Right.
The same one. Re-password. Re-enter the new password. The same.
Yeah, put the same one.
Yes, the same one. You can see it. Yeah, click on set new password. Click on do not save. Save, click on save. Click on save.
You have?
Yes, click on save.
I have.
Click on sign in. Click on sign in. Okay, so look on your screen. You can see the cross option. Click on the cross option. Look on the screen. Yes.
Yeah.
Look on the close anywhere. Close anywhere. Click on sign up. It's like login. You can see the login. Click on login.
You want me to log in, do you?
Yes, login. Click on login.
Yeah.
Okay, put on your email address. Put the password, the welcome 321. Click on login.
All done?
Yes. You got a text message like allow. Click on allow.
Yep.
Like a 4250.
You need a
4-2. Yes. You need to put on that 4250. It's 4250.
You have done that?
Yes. And you can see any accept, allow, okay.
Confirm.
Okay, what can you see? Yes, confirm the same password.
Sorry?
Put the same password. 4250. Click on save. Click on save. Put the pin. Put the pin.
Yep.
You can see the arrow on the right hand side bottom. Click on the arrow.
Hit the arrow.
Yes, hit the arrow. Once again.
Is it again?
Yes.
And again?
Click on once again. Okay, maybe later. You can see the maybe later. Click on that. Okay, you can see the shop option. You can see the shop option on the bottom. Click on the shop option.
Right, what am I looking for?
You can see shop option, shop. Look at the bottom.
Shop?
Shop, pay, activity. Yes, click on the shop.
Yeah, that's done.
And you can see a like, gift card on the like the top. Cashback, gift cards. Look at the top. Below the search.
Gift card is...
Yes. Click on the gift cards.
Yeah.
Scroll down a little bit.
Sorry?
Scroll down a bit. Scroll down a little bit.
Scroll down a bit?
Yes, a little bit. Okay, you can see Woolworth? The Woolworth? Okay, you can see the amount like value? Click on that, the arrow option.
Sorry?
You can see the value like a $5, like a pointing arrow. Click on the pointing arrow. Scroll down.
Values? Yeah, scroll down.
Yeah, scroll down. Yeah, scroll down. Go to the 350. Go to the 350.
And we had 300, then 400.
Put your 300 in the other one.
Sorry?
Okay, touch your 3 on the top. You can see the Woolworth gift card, touch on that. You can see the 300, click on the 300.
The 300?
Yes, click on the 300.
Yeah?
Okay, you can see buy, sell myself, buy for myself, click on that. Allow, click on allow. Play now with zip, click on that. Alright, so I'm sending you the Google text message to your mobile phone right now, alright?
Sorry?
Right, close it and everything and come back to normal screen.
Close it?